dollar hot dog is a staple at the Jewett household, that's for sure.
Because sometimes when I'm in there and I'm trying to get groceries, somehow I walk out with a folding table.
Listen up, Costco. You're on the Truck Yeah podcast.
Get some chocolate while you're telling us to look at our wireless plan or something like that.
I need convenience. I need to get in, get out, get what I need in one place. And Costco does that for me. So I'm a loyal shopper.
Please welcome Crystal Winner.
Calling all CPG shippers, truckers, and logistics pros. Welcome to the Truck Yeah podcast, your ultimate cheat code for smarter shipping, smoother logistics, and dominating the shelf where it matters most. Buckle up. It's time to learn, laugh, and get your freight on.
Truck Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Zipline Logistics podcast. My name is Jesse Jewett. Joined with me, as always, Teddy Lee Knox. Good morning, Teddy.
Hello. How are you?
Wonderful. Wonderful. We're talking our favorite retailer, one of our favorite retailers, Costco. Mm-hmm. We have a special guest with us. Would you like to introduce our special guest?
Yes.
Wonderful.
So the special guest is member, friends, book club, local soccer mom. We spent a lot of time together. She is one of the busiest women I've ever met. And because of that, she knows where to shop, and that is Costco. So please welcome Krista Winner.
Hi, Krista.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about your love affair with Costco. How did you get involved with Costco? Why do you shop there?
You know, we moved here about 13 years ago, and it's just right in our backyard. So again, convenient.
Yeah.
And I'm a busy mom of three. I work as a pediatric audiologist at a pediatric hospital here in Columbus, and I run a nonprofit coffee shop that employs individuals with disabilities. So I need convenience. I need to get in, get out, get what I need in one place, and Costco does that for me. So I'm a loyal shopper.
Now, we were just talking about it before we started recording, but there's a couple different levels with Costco memberships, right? So for our listeners out there, Costco is a membership-based warehouse club, right? And from my understanding, the memberships are business level, gold level, and executive level. We were just talking about this infamous perk here that Teddy thinks is maybe new. I have not deployed it in my Costco membership. I don't think we're quite there, but from my understanding, executive members can arrive an hour early before the store opens. Have you done this in your shopping at Costco?
Yes, I have done this, and I've done it many times, and it's amazing. So I will say the downside is the samples aren't out yet because it's too early. So,
okay.
But that's okay. It's nice to get in there when there's not a crowd, get what you need, and get out. So I have the executive level and membership, and we've had that for several years. You know, I don't know if my husband loves that we have the executive level, but it's great and we get what we need.
Yeah, I'm a little bit overwhelmed when I go to Costco. There's a lot of products there for sure. What are some of the things that you like? I mean, you mentioned your business. What else do you buy? What are some of the favorite things that you grab from Costco?
Yeah, so I go probably once a week, and yeah. I would say we get anything from staples to pre-made meals. So we'll get their fruit, which obviously comes in bulk and is great for, you know, three big eaters in our house. Fruit, bagels, we get their veggies, we'll get their pre-made meals. The kids love the mac and cheese, the chicken pot pie, the shepherd's pie. And then they even have like rotisserie chickens, and we'll make quesadillas and put it in soup. And then they also have like a Caesar salad, and we'll throw the rotisserie chicken on that. So I feel like, you know, I may spend $300 a week, which isn't too bad,
yeah.
But it prevents us from spending $100, you know, going out to eat for a family of five. We can't eat out under $100. So
right.
I think it saves us money as well.
Are you willing to come and do a second episode where you just tell us how to organize your grocery shopping? Because that was awesome.
Yes, I'm always, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm always looking for ways to be
busy
more
parents
efficient.
Of logistics. This is how you shop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. There are things with the executive. Well, and it might be with business and gold. But we things I have not tapped into that I feel like are big perks are like. I have not booked a trip yet.
Right.
I know that's some of the things that you can do through Costco, and I've heard good things.
Yeah.
I have not done the grocery pickup or delivery. So that might be my next goal is to, you know, just kind of see like Instacart. Yeah. Test that out and see how that much time and money that saves me. Because sometimes when I'm in there and I'm trying to get groceries, somehow I walked out with a folding table. So that doesn't always, you know, that wasn't on my list.
It's one of my least favorite things about Costco. It's like, hey, you just got a new pair of athletic shorts and some outdoor furniture.
Went in for fruit and came out with an entire new wardrobe. Right. And we have redone our dining room.
Right.
Yes. I got bagels and a pergola. So, I mean, you know.
I know we were talking to previously, just like when we go shopping, especially if we get to go shopping alone. Jesse, you understand this too. As a parent, that's like awesome. But then sometimes there are people trying to sell you things.
Yeah.
And I know that that's something that I always remember Costco for the samples, but I think the salespeople are a little bit newer. I think that's a good reason for the pickup as well. It just something that kind of throws a wrench in things, but maybe Costco could listen to this and maybe provide some samples with those salespeople.
Listen up, Costco. You're on the Truck Yeah podcast.
Give us some chocolate while you're telling us to look at our wireless plan or something like that. Could be helpful.
You know, like Teddy and I have talked before, when you walk into Costco, now I kind of have a different path because I don't always want to talk to the phone people.
Yeah, don't go by that area.
Trying to sell me a new phone. Right. But they do have it near the place near the jewelry. Mm. So at some point I might have to peruse that section. But for right now, I don't like the soliciting, I guess it feels like.
Yeah.
When you walk in to the phone dealers and then when you walk out, sometimes they try to sell you windows or a heating and cooling.
So, or tires.
Yeah. If I could give any feedback to Costco, maybe pull back on that a little bit.
Yeah.
And more samples.
Yeah. More samples for sure. Give me some of those ready-made taquitos. We like those. Mm-hmm. The chicken melts. Those are great. Daddy, what are some of your favorite products that you get at Costco?
So I actually don't have a Costco membership.
Come on.
I know it's crazy. But I know everything about Costco, except for I don't actually know how to shop there. So I feel like this is how this conversation started, was just talking about the differences between what's in the middle aisle versus, you know, like on the outside when you're shopping. Consistency, like I can't find this product at Costco anymore. And I'll always ask when we talk about this during soccer or book club, I'm like, well, was it in center aisle or one of the outside aisles? And they're like, center, does that matter? I'm like, yeah, that moves a little bit more. So it's sure. kind of interesting hearing the two different approaches of someone who has learned everything about shipping to Costco versus Krista, who has learned everything about shopping
right.
at Costco and how much we can learn from each other. But when my parents do have a membership, so occasionally we'll go with them, and school snacks is the number one thing.
Yeah.
You have to have pre-wrapped snacks that are nut-free that the kids can take to school with them. Toilet paper, paper towels, beverages.
Skinny pop.
Skinny pop.
Yeah.
Gotta have your skinny pop.
Well, speaking of logistics, and we're going to dive into it a little bit, but give me your 5-minute. You're the Costco expert. For those who don't know, we have a Costco white paper. Teddy helped develop it. Give us the 5-minute spiel on shipping into Costco. Why is it unique to compare it to like another retailer like Kroger?
So it's unique because everything going into Costco is essentially done by Costco. You can't necessarily go through a distributor to get Costco like you can other retailers, whether they're big box or just grocery retailers. And I think that's really important because Costco manages all their transportation for the most part to their stores or their warehouses. That makes a big difference. Also, when you're going to Costco, everything is a negotiation between you as a vendor and your buyer. All the way from the tie high to what the packaging looks like on the pallet itself.
What's a tie high?
Tie high is, you know, the how the boxes are for length by width on the pallet. So you can have, you know, with sometimes you may have 100 cases per pallet. When you go to Costco, you could have 150 or 50, depending on what the actual product, the SKU, all of that detail.
What Costco wants, too.
Exactly. It's what Costco wants. They have a reputation of helping vendors create an entirely new SKU for them, something that they know is going to sell really well on their shelves versus something that could be at another grocery retailer.
Right.
So again, also benefiting people going to Costco because you're getting something different that maybe no other store has, a variety pack or, you know, a slightly different product. Maybe if you have it dried fruit, maybe there's some covered in chocolate in addition to just being dried. Costco has something in that ability to do something a little bit different for their customers, which allows you to be a little bit different and stand out on their shelves based off of how they're selling, not just shipping your product to arrive to a store.
You keep mentioning shelves. I want to clarify something that's super important with Costco. The one of the reasons why their costs are lower, their shelves are just spots to hold the pallets, right?
Exactly. There's what you see in a warehouse, which is why they call the stores warehouses.
Yeah. So that's part of the allure of mm-hmm. driving efficiencies. You think about it at a regular grocery store, a Giant Eagle, a Kroger, there's someone whose job is to put out all of the product onto the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
Costco, they unload a pallet and they put it right onto the either the floor, like you said, in the center aisle, or that's most of their products, right? They have a meat section that's got shelving. But I think you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
If you've ever been in a Costco, you understand it. They all sit on pallets, right? And they all go up to maybe 6 feet tall, and you just grab the boxes off of the pallet.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of a different setup, and that, again, helps them cut the cost. As you said, they're not going through a distributor. We're delivering directly into the Costco distribution centers. Those are going out to the stores. It's a very efficient, very effective process.
It is. And because of that, there has to be, it has to be almost perfect. I don't know if that's the right word to use, but there can be a lot of liability involved with shipping to Costco. So if your pallet is shifting, they're not going to unload it because that pallet actually needs to be standing not just from the DC to the store, but mm-hmm. to, you know, like the entrance of the store all the way to the spot that it's going to be
sold.
Unlike other retailers where they're going to break it down and split it up, this one pallet needs to be perfect all the way through. So if your product is not wrapped efficiently, is not shipped the right way, then you will get it rejected. And that means that your product does not get to the store on time, does not get to the shelf or the floor on time, and isn't going to do as well as someone else's because it wasn't there.
Chris, did you ever think that you'd be on a logistics podcast talking about the pallet configuration at a Costco?
I am listening so intently because now I'm hearing a whole different side. And when I go in the next time,
just
my view is going to be very different. So yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, it's definitely logistics nerd type stuff.
Yeah.
But, when you go into those stores, right? Obviously, the refrigerated section has shelving. I don't think they put pallets in the refrigerator.
They do not.
Right. But again, the meat area has shelving and unique examples. But everything else rolls out on this pallet on a forklift, is dropped down on either in the middle of the floor or on a shelf.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those shelvings are so tall. It is a warehouse, right? That's the idea of it. It's just wild to think about because when you go to another traditional grocery store, Trader Joe's, Giant Eagle, Kroger, it's all laid out there for like eye level and below.
Yeah.
Right?
This you gotta be a right height to see everything.
It's hurting my brain.
Something again about Costco is, they're strict timeline. So their DCs are essentially cross-dock facilities, meaning that when you deliver to the DC, which Krista, you would not see, you would see the warehouse, but that goes directly to another truck that delivers to the store. All of that stuff has to be there in a certain time so it can get to the truck, so it can get to the store before 9 a.m. so it can get set up. So whoever those executive members are can go in at 9 a.m. and not be worried about dodging forklifts.
Yeah, they're rolling in there early.
Yeah. So everything has to be there within a certain amount of time. And that also goes to packaging. Packaging has to be so perfect. Krista, you and I were talking about this weekend, that there's something called slip sheets that you put in between layers to help avoid shifting in transit.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get to that layer where there's the slip sheet, you can actually take it. And it works really great for crafts at home, if you're carving pumpkins, Christmas decorating cookies, things like that, that you can remove that seem like they're out of the way. But that's just something.
Ted, you pulling off slip sheets from Costco's?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They're just going to get rid of them. Why not reuse them?
Okay.
Costco, another thing, that for the craft moms as well, but also the moms of little ones. I mean, I don't think Costco realizes when they're moving those forklifts around, that's a great distraction for those little kids sitting in their cart. So they love to watch the forklifts, to hear the beeps. So, I mean, Costco is providing quite a bit and even a learning experience for these little ones.
It's so true.
We haven't even talked about the hot dog yet. That dollar hot dog is a staple the Jewett household. That's for sure.
I think it's just really cool that to this point, there's so many things about Costco, more than just the convenience and the savings that go into it. But it is really cool. I mean, like we're talking about, this is a total nerd moment, but it is really cool the way that their supply chain works so well. And it has built a great network to get things there on time so people have it. And it has created something that a lot of retailers and vendors, they want to get into this space at Costco.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have a good strategy in order to do that. So I think that that's really important. Just like you apparently have to have a really good strategy to go shopping there. So we don't want that with folding tables.
I'm happy to help.
There you go. We'll have to follow up with another episode with Krista. Thank you, everyone, to joining us here. If you like this information, like I said, check it out on www.ziplinelogistics.com/blog. We've got some information there around our Costco white paper, all the information you need to deliver into Costco effectively and efficiently. Always leave a 5-star review on Apple and Spotify. Thank you very much to Krista for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys. Thank you.
Absolutely. We will see everybody on the next episode of the Zipline Logistics podcast. Thank you.